chin slightly up. While doing Surya Namaskar, we mentioned one mantra, Bhaskaraya Vidmahe Mahadhitikaraya Dhimahi Tanno Aditya Prachodayat. Contemplate, try to, first knowing. It's three parts. One is to grow. First we should understand. We have to know. Without knowing, we can't contemplate. One is know. Bhaskaraya Vidmahe. First understand. And doing the yoga class also, it is not first you have to understand why I am doing yoga. One is, it is Vidmahe. First understand, then Bhaskaraya with Mahadhitikaraya, first understand, then contemplate. Meditation doesn't come before first understand. Before doing meditation, I should understand what I am meditating upon. Many people, they say, I do meditation. And have you paid attention on what you are going to meditate? Just closing my eyes is not meditation. And Bhaskara, first understand. Information gathering. Understand why I am doing this one. Then it's dhimahi. Vidmahi, dhimahi. When I start meditating on information I have, first collect the information. Sit and contemplate. When I am contemplating that way, prachodayat, that inner meaning opens up. The beauty that the yoga says, some new revelation should happen to you. It's not just attending, going to a great teacher and just pretend that I am learning. No, inner growth will happen. It says in the scriptures, the inner awakening should happen, new revelation should happen within you. Then only your sadhana, if you attend to the class, it is only for to please the teacher, it is teacher's sadhana. What about your sadhana? My sadhana also should happen. It is not for the teacher. It is, everyone is important, everyone has a tremendous potential. And scriptures says again and again, you have immense potential. You have immense power within. You have to realize that one. You have to realize, and not the teacher, only the teacher is speaking. I also should become like that. New revelation should happen. And for that, develop interest in learning. I should learn. First, that to reveal, to have a realization, to have a new dimension, to open up, I should have interest in learning, first quality. If I do not have interest for learning, if the yoga class starts at 7:30, 7:30 to 7:40, it's a talking time, I will skip that one. I will come at 8 o'clock. There is no interest in learning. First, I have to learn. Thirst for knowledge should be there. I should come and learn. First, information gathering. Then, I should sit for contemplate on what I have learned. Go deep, go deep, go deep. Then the new dimension opens up. When it happens, it says, immense joy dawns within. Outpouring of joy comes here. The joy, it's uncontrollable joy, overflowing of joy happens. The ananda, ananda in scriptures, anandamaya kosha. We have five-layered personality. Deep within, there is a bliss, ocean of bliss is there. You have to tap that one. How to tap? You have to understand and contemplate, and when the start contemplating, that inner revelation happens. When the inner revelation happens, outpouring of joy happens. And for meditation also, we should know what I am meditating upon. What is my interest? If my interest is only in coffee making, for example, I have no interest elsewhere. I want to know only where the beans are coming and how long it has been exposed to sun and how long it has been roasted and what temperature it roasted and what are the ingredients I added. Only on that one, and the new revelation will come, I will be a good coffee maker. End result, I spent whole life in making a good cup of coffee for how long I sip for 1 minute, 2 minutes, or to sell some coffee machines or some make money. But as I mentioned in the beginning, it is okay that outside material science you can contemplate. Patanjali talks about in the fourth chapter, you can contemplate on the material science also. It will have a limited utility. I may, and it says, however, if you contemplate on the metaphysical science, not only the material science, contemplate on the metaphysical science, the inner revelation, it happens, the inner revelation, when you have that one, you can extend that application onto any material science. Inner meaning opens up quickly. If I contemplate only on coffee machine, if somebody, tea maker comes, can you help? My knowledge is, I don't have the expertise. I will say, sorry, I can't help. Go to a tea maker. Or doctors, if I have a right hand problem, right hand doctor specialist, if I go to a left hand problem with left hand, they will say, sorry, you go to the left hand specialist. It says, when you contemplate, get the metaphysical experience, any material science knowledge opens up. It opens up. You should know what I am contemplating on. It says that meaning of that one, you should contemplate on the glorious things, most beautiful things, lasting things, everlasting things, most auspicious things. And it's Bhaskara. Bhaskara means most brilliant, one who shines everywhere. And in scripture says, whatever you contemplate, you become that way. If you want to acquire that quality, and you will contemplate on that one. If you contemplate only on the negative things, I am busy only picking the negative, in what negative she has, what negative he has. I am busy only in picking the negativities and others. My life also will be negative. And it says, Bhaskar, contemplate on the most brilliant thing and most radiant thing. Bhaskara with my Mahadhyutikara, most brilliant thing. You meditate upon that one. And your life is nothing but a brilliant life. If you want to have a brilliant life, contemplate. Your object of contemplation is pure, noble, auspicious, and brilliant. That all religion says, calls that one as God. Contemplate on God, the inner meaning is most perfect, most brilliant, most auspicious, and most radiant. Contemplating on that one, I also start acquiring those qualities I start acquiring. If you want to have a radiant personality, brilliant personality, illumined personality, contemplate on the noble, auspicious, brilliant. And that is the purpose of meditation. Meditation, sit, be aware what I am meditating upon. If I am meditating on how to destroy the community, how to destroy by terrorism, I can go to many terrorists, they also go into terrorist training camps, somewhere hide away in some caves, some forest they train. They spend those times in meditating, the seclusion, austerity they do. They go through hardship, but the object of contemplation is destruction. Many demons, we read in the scriptures, they did the austerities for years. Why? My goal is to destroy people. I want to destroy others and I should become a king. It is not the objective. Objective, be a brilliant person. May this brilliance illumine others' life also. This life, may it illumine others' life so that there will be a chain of brilliance. This scripture says, move away. Purpose of the life is moving away from darkness to light. Yoga talks about that one. How to become a brilliant person, how to become an illumined person. Left thumb and